Grace to you and peace from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, what is your Sabbath day tradition? What do you do? How do you accomplish it? What are your goals? What are your Sabbath day traditions? I knew a lady up in Wisconsin that her Sabbath day tradition was to make chip dip. That's what she did every single year. I think I've even mentioned it here before because it was such a memorable thing. You see, she'd make the best chip dip. But you had to talk about the sermon when you were sitting there eating chip dip. And you see, if you didn't go to church, you couldn't talk about the sermon. And if you couldn't talk about the sermon, how are you going to have chip dip? That was her tradition. So she did with her family. What's your tradition? How do you handle the Sabbath day? It's hard for me to even believe to say this, but 6 years ago, it's been 6 years since I was able to travel over to Israel. And let me tell you, they had Sabbath traditions. When it was their Sabbath day, so many things were different and unique. So many stores were closed. You could not do a single thing. You also had other things. If you walked into a building, don't you dare try to press the elevator button. The elevator will get to you. It stops on every single floor. Every single floor. You can't press a button, you see. And yes, in case you're wondering, that does apply to coffee, which is why whenever you go down in the morning to get yourself a nice fresh cup of coffee, you cannot press a button. Oh no. Now what was funny about that was that they had this huge lever, and you could pull down the lever, which was like five times as much work. But pulling a lever was okay. Pressing a button was not okay. You see, in Exodus 35, there's a mention about how whenever on the Sabbath day, you do not create fire. Well, when you press a button, a small spark is made. And when a small spark is made, that might be considered fire. And if that's considered fire, oh dear. So no buttons for you. No TV remote buttons. I remember our tour guide, he had it on one channel. He kept coming over to our room and saying, hey, can somebody come over here and turn the channel for me? He couldn't hit the button, the remote button. So it was just on, whatever channel it was on. And he couldn't change the channel. So what are your traditions when it comes to the Sabbath? When we get to our gospel lesson this morning, we see Jesus and his disciples walking through a field, and he gets a little bit of grain to eat. It's called gleaning. You're gleaning the field. It was completely allowable in the ancient world, completely acceptable. In fact, there is absolutely no law against it throughout the Old Testament. Even on the Sabbath, you could glean. So what's the big deal? What's going on? Why are the Pharisees making such a big deal out of it? Well, you see, the Pharisees had this idea of the Sabbath. They would take a law of God, and they would say to themselves, I don't want to break it, no matter what. I don't want to break this law. And so they would create a fence around it. And the fence would be all these other laws that are kind of like that law. Not quite, but kind of. And so they'd say, well, here's the fence. We're not even going to go this far just in case we accidentally go past the fence and break the law. Certain communities were even further along. If you can believe it, the Pharisees, even the ones that are mentioned in today's gospel lesson, are the middle of the road. Down by the Dead Sea, there was another community who weren't even allowed to go to the bathroom on the Sabbath day. No bathroom. Can't do it. These guys are setting up a fence. And they're afraid that if you glean too much, you might end up accidentally working. And if you're working, that's not keeping the Sabbath day. Keeping the Sabbath day, to them, is making sure that you don't break any law of God. Setting it up, establishing it, making sure all the laws are kept inside their nice, tidy fence. Now, we understand that what they are doing is wrong. This is not the way it works. Even Jesus calls them out on it. Even Jesus says, who is the Sabbath for? Was man made for the Sabbath, or was Sabbath made for man? Who was it? What was it? They're looking at it incorrectly. Now, when I was in college, I used to work throughout the summer. And I would work, I worked at a couple different places, but one of the places that I worked was a factory. I got to do good old factory work, making the rubber seals that go around car doors. That's right, if there's a rubber seal around your car door, more than likely it comes out of New Haven, Missouri. A great and wonderful factory that is no longer called GDX, but it used to be back in those days. And I remember one of the things with that particular factory, it was either you hardly worked or you worked nonstop. And I always remember, it was never the first week that got you. You know, you work 7 days a week, that's fine. That's not going to get you. But once you did that for 30 days, 37 days, once it kept going, you began to realize, like, without a day off, you can make all kinds of money, but you just don't ever have time. You don't have time to do anything. Nothing fun, nothing exciting. And even those extra little jobs around the house that you all had to do, you didn't even have time for that. And so when you finally got a day off, when you finally got a day of rest, it became another work day, just a different work day. You know, you're doing other things around the house. You have all those jobs that you've been putting off, you've been pushing to the side, and finally you had some extra time to get them done. And how often has a Sabbath become just that? Maybe not to that extreme, but how often has our Sabbath day become, well, not so much a day of rest, but a day of other work? So we don't have to go to work, but we have so many other jobs that need to get done. So many other things that need to happen. So many other chores and responsibilities. So we take that day to do all those other things. You see, our problem isn't what the Pharisees had over there. We don't make fences around the Sabbath day and make sure that we do everything just right. But on the other hand, we kind of go in the other direction, don't we? We kind of have all these other tasks, all these other responsibilities, all these other things that we have to do. And all too often, in both of these scenarios, what is lost is the core meaning of the third commandment, of remembering the Sabbath day and keeping it holy. You see, the Sabbath day has two purposes. The first purpose should be obvious. It is a day of rest. A day of rest. It is how we are created by our Creator to be. If you never have a day of rest, you feel it. If you never have a day of rest, well, that's simply put not how you were created to be. You were created to have a time of rest. You were created to have a downtime, a time when you can sit and be still. But the other part is also equally important, if not even more important. The Sabbath day is about sitting at the feet of your Lord and receiving His gifts. Now notice how I said that. Receiving His gifts. It's not necessarily all about doing the work of church or making sure you do this and do that. But when you come here to church, you receive the very gifts of your Lord. You receive His Word. And by the very promise of His Word, His Holy Spirit works through that Word. You come here and you receive Christ's true body and blood given and shed for you. Every other weekend, you received Christ's true presence. Christ's body and blood given and shed for you. The Sabbath day is also about sitting at the feet of your Lord, of your Savior, Jesus Christ, being reminded again and again of what He has done, the work of the Holy Spirit impacting you, your life. And you can't do that if all you're doing is cleaning out your garage or your kitchen or making sure you make the big fancy meal or whatever it happens to be. Now, for each of us, this is going to look different. For each of us, we're going to have to look at this and figure things out. All of our lives are unique. But remember the Sabbath day. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Maybe your Sabbath day isn't on a Sunday. Of course, then again, you are here, so I'm guessing it probably is. But maybe it's on a Wednesday or a Saturday. But remember the Sabbath day. Remember that day of rest, but remember that day of worship. Your Lord gives you gifts, great and wonderful gifts. He gives to you His Word, His promises. He gives to you even His true body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins. And these are all gifts for you. They are gifts for you. All you need do is receive them. But even that is a work of the Holy Spirit. Even that is something that the Holy Spirit does inside of you. So yes, remember the Sabbath day. Maybe make some chip dip. I don't know. Hope you have a good recipe. And remember the Sabbath day, and remember Jesus and all that He has done. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.